everybody. Welcome to the Board of Supervisors meeting, June 19, 2018. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
I don't know.
We have department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning. The certifications for budgets for cities and schools and everything else is fresh coming in. That's about all I have to report.
Thank you. Mike Johnson, Sheriff's Office.
Totally have anything to report today?
That's good news, or?
It's good news.
Good news.
Yes.
Rodney, how's the maintenance?
Doing good. Nothing new to report today. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Carter, how's the secondary roads?
Oh, we're doing okay. That heat and humidity yesterday afternoon got us. We have a couple more concrete blowups, so kind of the theme right at the moment. One's a pretty good one up on Pleasant Grove Road, so it's one lane right now. The guys are gonna do some saw cutting, and it'll probably be one lane for at least a couple days until we can get scheduled for concrete patching and stuff. So, and that's a busy area up there with all the dirt trucks running. So just as a heads up, I guess, that's going on. The other was on Beaver Dale. It wasn't as big, and it's patched and open to two lanes. It's rough, but it is drivable. So I had some guys out late yesterday doing that. We have a crew in the county doing some trying to list some concrete where it's settled on a couple different places. So I'll mention that. They have signs, and we actually have flaggers with them, our own guys. They were scrambling this morning. Apparently somebody stole the signs last night, overnight. So somebody's out doing their own road work, apparently. So they're getting new signs this morning, and right now they're working on Irish, which is obviously a very busy location right there at the bridge. Hopefully that'll work out. We'll see. This is the first time we've tried this out. So, and they have two other locations that they'll work on yet this week. One's clear up north of Yarmouth, about a mile or so. There's a box culvert up there where the concrete's all settled out. And one's clear down to Augusta on the north end of that bridge. All of them are spots where the concrete is settled, and we're hoping to spend less on this and to stabilize it than we would to just pull the concrete out and replace it. So we'll see how that goes. Iowa City Road, the contractor's supposed to be starting up on that grading job. They were gonna start yesterday, but it did not happen. So this week for sure, hopefully today, but working days started yesterday, and so I would expect to see some activity. So that project will be starting up. That's fairly localized. I've sent letters out to all the adjacent landowners, also to some of the neighboring, the area landowners and businesses to give them a heads up. So that'll be coming along. And sometime here in the next couple weeks, I'm gonna guess the concrete work on Beaver Dale out by the ramps there will start up. So, and that will be closed when that happens. And there's a lot of population there in that trailer court and all those subdivisions and stuff like that there to the north on Beaver Dale. And so they will all learn new routes for a little bit. I would guess that'll end up being closed. If they stay on schedule, it'll probably be closed all of July, if I had to guess, possibly into early August. So we'll just see what kind of headway contractor makes. But I have not sent letters out on that yet, but I'm gonna try to get some out this week to give people a heads up.
Would you be able to use Washington Road and borrow your place?
Washington Road, for instance, FedEx out there, they'll have to come in off of the old highway, kind of by the new city shop, the new city West Burlington shop. So yeah, Washington Road will be usable both ways, actually. The gravel going the other way, we went ahead and treated that full length with dust control. So both ways of Washington Road would be usable for traffic to get in and out. But Beaver Dale itself will actually close the ramps down also. And there'll be signage. In fact, we actually included some message boards as part of the project. And those message boards will be activated 7 days prior to give people a heads up that ramp will be closed. So if we have any guys hauling to the ethanol plant or something like that, they'll know ahead of time that they'll have to use a different exit. So So it'll mess some routes up, but that needs to be done. That'll be a good project when it's all said and done, so.
So in the next couple of weeks, you'll have a few new names then?
I don't know if they'll be new, but just depends on how creative people are. But I'll say in advance, most people are very patient. Most people appreciate the upgrades. There are always a select few. But anybody's willing to call and ask or call if they have questions or want to know timeframes or anything like that. And that's one of the things I do address when I send letters out, is give them a phone number, give them an email, try to give them ways to contact if they have any questions. So most people just appreciate a heads up. So.
Thank you, Brian. Janelle, how's the crazies office?
Good morning. Keeping busy. We just wrapped up our tax sale yesterday. We offered over 500 parcels, and we had 145 bidders registered, which is more than what we've had in recent years, and maybe as many as what we've ever had. I'm not 100% sure on that, but today we will issue 473 tax sale certificates, and we took in a little over 400,000 yesterday during that sale. And I do want to thank Colin and his staff. They were on hand during the entire process. They set up everything for us, took it all down. We had no technical difficulties, but I certainly do appreciate the time you spent there with us yesterday. So, and we only had maybe a couple of disgruntled individuals, but that's expected usually. So it went fairly good.
Thank you. Amy, how's the attorney's office?
Oh, we're good. We're busy as always. We will have, next week is our jury trial date for this month. We have about 50 cases on that trial date alone set for next week. So be mindful next week with parking, I guess, at the courthouse, because we'll probably have jury trial one or more going next week. So, and then I have an agenda item. So thank you.
Angie, how's safety doing?
Good morning. I believe everything's well. I was on vacation part of the week last week and just got back, so I didn't get any phone calls while I was gone, which doesn't always happen, so that's good news. So we'll find out when I get back in the office today how everything's been going.
Very good. Ken, CDS, how's the mental health industry?
Going good. We have not lost any signs this week, so that's good.
Sorry, have you gained any
signs? I gained a couple.
I have something to say, all if you like, yeah. No.
That's what that was.
No, we have lost phone lines, though. So yesterday we lost our phone lines and our fax lines, and we're trying to figure out why we can't get any incoming calls or faxes. So there is a bunch of digging going on, digging a bunch of ditches down the street from our building, and I wonder if they've hit our phone lines. But I just got off the phone with CenturyLink, and we'll get a hold of JNS and the others that can help us identify why we lost things. So please call my cell phone if you need me today while we're trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay, thank you. Colin, how's the IT department?
Pretty good. Nothing really new to report. Had a kind of a hectic week last week with the conference and everything, but yeah, Everything's working pretty well, so.
Well, Janelle thinks you're doing real well.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Thank you. Jeff, do you have anything to add to the sheriff's report?
Well, I could mention that we're in the middle of a video camera upgrade for our whole fleet. Kel-Tec is down here this week. It's going to take all week. Every car that's got a camera in it now is going to be have the camera removed and a new one put in it. We're going from an L3 mobile vision system to a Panasonic system. Current systems we've had over 20 years, but we're just not getting the customer support that we felt like we needed the last couple of years, so we're switching vendors. That's going well.
Good, thank you. How's the jail doing, Doug?
Doing pretty good. Keeping busy, of course. Population this morning is 103.
Wow.
And nothing really new to report. Jail inspectors said to come July 18th, so get prepared for that.
I was looking at your report through April, and it's right on line with what April of 17 was for. So that was good through April, but now we're back up to 103, and this is June, so.
Yeah, well, we have, I think, nine. It must have been a party night last night. We got 9 in there this morning for morning court, so I don't know what's going on.
And you didn't get invited to the party?
I must not have.
Did they have signs?
That would explain it. Were they partying on Irish Ridge?
Did I miss anybody?
I don't think so.
Okay, we shall go to correspondence, seeing no correspondence. We have a public input session number one. Anybody from public have anything to say, please rise, state your name. Seeing nobody rise, we shall move on to discussion and vote. We have payroll claim reimbursements in the amount of $1,594.96. Move to approve.
Second.
Terry Johnson.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Sean Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Approval of the letter of appointments. Letter of appointments are do this every so often. It's from Terry Johnson, 2019 appointments. The following is the appointments in the budget director fiscal year 2018-2019.
That's about every employee. On
every the employee that works for the county in the county offices.
Yep. Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Resolution for Interfund Transfer 2018-2019. I shall read this to you. It is desired to authorize the county auditor to periodically transfer sums from general basic funds to rural funds, service funds, to the secondary road fund during the 2018-2019 fiscal year. Whereas said transfers must be in accordance with the section 331.429 of 2017 Code of Iowa. Now therefore be it resolved by the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors as follows. Section 1, the total maximum transfer from general basic fund to the secondary road funds for the fiscal year July 1, 2018 shall not exceed $266,074. And the total maximum transfer from rural services fund to the secondary road funds for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2018 shall not exceed $1,864,621. Section 2, within 5 working days of being notified of the appointment of current property taxes to the general basic and rural service funds, the county auditor shall order a transfer from said funds to the secondary road funds. Section 3, notwithstanding the provisions of Section 2 of the resolution, total transfers of the secondary road funds shall not exceed the amount of Section 1. Section 4, notwithstanding the provisions of Section 2, the amount of any transfers shall not exceed the available fund balances of the transferring fund. Section 5, the county auditor is directed to correct her books with said operating transfers are made to notify the treasurer of the county engineer of the amounts transferred. The above and foregoing resolution is submitted to the Board of Supervisors by the county auditors in accordance to section 331.429 of 2017 Code of Iowa on the 19th day of June 2018. The vote therein begins as follows. What's your wish, gentlemen?
This is a resolution to allow us to fund secondary yeah. roads. So I don't know.
It is
to approve.
Buy a bunch of new signs.
That's right.
Why would you want to do that if you can't keep track of the signs?
Terry Johnson.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Perfect.
Take a couple out of my water now.
Yep. So you see.
Okay, we have personnel action. We have the county attorney. We have one here that's for Todd Shell. We got a letter here that says, Ms. Beaver, this letter's to memorize our conversation last couple weeks. It is with mixed emotions I resign my position as senior assistant Des Moines County Attorney effective July 2nd, 2018. I have accepted a position of assistant Jones County Attorney. I'm excited to begin a new chapter in both my professional and personal life. I'm returning to the Jones County after 20 years absence, and I am looking forward to the new challenges that await me. At the same time, it is bittersweet to be leaving a community that has been my home for 15 years and an office that has been the center of my professional career for the past 5 years. Thank you for your leadership over the majority of that period. Thank you also for continuing to provide me with new challenges throughout that time. I know those challenges provided me the experience and training necessary to accept this new position. It has been my pleasure to serve with you and other members of this office. I have also been deeply honored to serve the citizens of Des Moines County. Sincerely, Todd Shell. Along with this, his resignation is effective 7-2 of 2018.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Make sure you tell Todd we really appreciate all his service. Everything he did, very good lawyer.
Todd. He will be missed in our office. He did a good job.
Where's Jones County? That's up close to Lynn County?
It's Anamosa.
Okay.
Yep, yeah, it's in the same district as Lynn County. Yep.
We have one here for Stephanie Thorpe, works in the auditor's office. Turned her resignation in. Her last day will be July the 5th. Last day of work will be June the 22nd. And with her vacation days she's got coming, we'll make her last day of July the 5th.
Do you want to approve them all at the same time or one at a time?
Well, we can do this. Let's approve them all at the same time then. The next one is
Carla
Cornick. Promotion up to clerk, one to the first deputy. Previous rate was $35,354. New rate is $50,435.07. And the next one is a Chandra Blitzinger. I think Rodney knows this lady. Is a new hire, and her rate is for a clerk is $27,077.33. And that will be effective on July the 2nd, 2018.
Motion approved.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Okay. And before we get to the records, Kathy gave me a corrected reimbursement because some of them came in late.
Okay. Okay, some of these reimbursements came in late. Kathy, give us a correct reimbursement.
The payroll claims?
The payroll claims, so the new payroll claim reimbursement is $3,452.40. Need this approved too.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Sometimes she doesn't always get some of those reimbursements for payrolls until it's last minute, so she apologizes for not having the correct amount on there.
Okay, we have reports on file. We have the, for the clerk of court, we have the jail stats, and we have general assistance. These, the clerk of court is for May of 2018, the jail is for April of 2018, and the general assistance is for May of 2018. These will be on file at the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. We have a minute for the regular meeting on July the 12th of 2018.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Is there any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items? Mike, I looked over that draft, talking about future agenda items.
Sure, right.
I think pretty well, I'm satisfied the way it is myself. I don't know what the other gentlemen are, but
good.
Doing some heavy thinking on that, age 16 and 18. I think the 18, you know, talking to people, I kind of agree with that.
Good. Thank you for that. I'm still taking some input from folks on that. I've got... I was thinking maybe towards, I know that Jack has been gone, I know I've got some time I'm going to be gone, and I've got a school coming up, but I was hoping that maybe the 17th of July would be a good day for a work session. That's going to give people enough time to give me the rest of the input. Amy has, I know I dropped a copy off to Amy, I know she's busy, and I don't know how much she had a chance to look at.
I've read it.
Or not,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And that's, nope. has none of the proper wordage for what you need to do to get it to be an ordinance, obviously. You're going to have to put some
therefores
and thereafters and happy stuff like that in there, but.
No, it's fine, actually. It's very similar to Clayton County, so I don't have any issue with it.
It is, it's very similar to, it's kind of a blend of 20 different ordinances, which I thought would work well in Des Moines County. I know Chris Lee's not here. He gave me some input for the county parks as one of the things that people have asked me about. Can we ride them in county parks? Those kind of things. So, but I'm certainly looking for more input. I think if, I'll have to check with Jack, but I think if we could tentatively set that day, that's a Tuesday, if we could do a work session, give people plenty of time to be prepared, maybe throw some input in. And I think once we, I think he's relatively, you know, pretty good with it. I know he's got some other people looking at it too, so we can get it pushed forward and moved on. So that
why,
would work.
Why 18 instead of 16?
Huh?
Why 18 instead of 16?
Well, a part of it for me, the thinking is they're adults at that point. I think you're 16. Well, the argument was that, you know, well, 16 you can drive a car, but you're under. There's a lot of difference between a car with seat belts and
safety features than a ATV. Obviously, at age 16, you're on an intermediate driver's license, which really isn't a full-blown license anyway. I think it might address some of the concerns that people have about some of the things that happen on the ATVs at the younger ages. I think, for me, the bigger part is that they're adults, and they're going to be held more responsible for anything they do. To me, that's a big thing, and there's some maturity that goes on with a couple more years at that age. And then again, one part of that, too, that we put in that was if you were a rider under the age of 16, not a driver, but a rider, you have to have a helmet. So we protect the younger kids' possible accidents. The thing we have to remember is that safety's got to be important and very important to us. And for me, that's the biggest thing, is that safety has got to be the number one thing. We're doing this as a favor for the people, and I think that we can set the rules, and we should set the rules, so safety is the most important thing. So I'm very much in favor of this ordinance. I think it's something that's very workable, but I think, again, that we have to think safety's got to be number one. And we may have to change it down the road, you know, if it, a year from now, if it's something's not working out, we may have to tweak it a bit. So, you know, with those things in mind, I think we're going down the right direction, and I know the input I've got has been really good, and I appreciate it from everybody. I gave Brian a copy, and Amy, and Chris, and some representatives from an ATV company, or UTV company, want to look at it. So anyway, we're pushing forward. So if that works, that's a Tuesday, right?
July 17th. Yes, it is. Maybe the third Tuesday of July.
Yeah. So I think the prior Tuesday that I'll be out of town, but I think it's just might work, and they'll give us plenty of time to get people notice to come and have their input, which I think is very important.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Committee report.
I attended the Southeast Iowa Link Regional Mental Health Advisory Committee and Board of Governors, and we spent most of our time approving contracts, 8 or 9 contracts with providers for the region. That's all I have.
Yeah, I drove right beside you going to that meeting.
Somebody said you waved at me. I wasn't paying
my
attention.
My horn and wave, you just...
You're lucky I didn't sideswipe you.
That's what I wanted.
I was focused on the road.
I watched you someplace in traffic.
Last time I went up there, I got a seatbelt violation, so I...
How about you?
Well, I did a DASCOM meeting, and we finished up the final move and discussed it. Our committee is looking for a new leader, new DASCOM man. More to come.
I had a Russ meeting, and it went real smooth. Everything under control.
We don't have to get raised pay then.
No. Public input session number 2. Anybody from public have anything to say? Please rise. State your name. If nobody rise, move to adjourn.
Aye.
Aye. We have a work session with this, county engineer for the road tour to mop up the roads we got. We're going to finish this.